This is Akashvani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. Campaigning has heated up for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls as the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held rallies in Karimnagar and Warangal in Telangana, a rally in Rajampet and a roadshow in Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh today. Addressing a public meeting at Vemulawada in Karimnagar Lok Sabha constituency this morning, the Prime Minister attributed the credit for achievements of the NDA government during the past 10 years to the people. Addressing a rally in Rajampet, Prime Minister Modi asked people to make the double engine ki sarkar in Andhra Pradesh to save themselves from difficulties and to bring prosperity. Legislative elections for Andhra Pradesh will also be held simultaneously. Telangana Chief Minister and PCC President Revanth Reddy today addressed people at his Armur roadshow. He also held another roadshow in Nizamabad a short while ago. On the other hand, BRS Chief and former Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao held a roadshow in Narsapur this evening. He alleged that Congress did not implement its poll promises, especially waiver of the crop loan. In Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah campaigned in Lakhimpur Kheri, Hardoi and Kannauj districts today. In Lakhimpur Kheri, Ajay Mishra Teni is contesting from BJP. He appealed to the people that this election is not only for making Narendra Modi third time Prime Minister, but also to continue the welfare schemes of central government. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, campaigned in Kanpur, Eta and Shahjahanpur districts. BJP's Organizational Secretary B.L. Santosh held meetings with party functionaries in Barabanki and Gonda districts. In Bihar, NDA and Grand Alliance leaders are addressing public meetings and rallies in support of their candidates. Senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari addressed a public meeting in Matihani in Begusarai parliamentary constituency. He said production of ethanol from maize and sugarcane is revolutionizing the Indian agriculture sector because now farmers are getting better price for their produce. Leaders of Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties also held election rallies and door-to-door meetings. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav held a meeting in Akhori Gola in Karakat parliamentary constituency. BJP today released another list of three candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. In Punjab, the party has fielded Dr. Subhash Sharma from Anandpur Sahib Lok Sabha seat, Rana Gurmeet Singh Sodhi from Firozpur seat, while Arvind Khanna will be the party candidate from Sangrur parliamentary constituency. The names of the candidates were finalised by the BJP Central Election Committee. In order to facilitate Kashmiri migrants residing in Delhi to cast their votes in person for the Lok Sabha elections, the Election Commission of India has established special polling booths for the community at different locations in the national capital. The 16th Finance Commission has invited suggestions and views from general public, interested organisations and individuals on the terms of reference as well as the general approach that the Commission may adopt. Suggestions are also invited on any other issue relevant to the work of the Finance Commission. Suggestions can be submitted through the website of the 16th Finance Commission under the section Call for Suggestions. The 16th Finance Commission has been constituted in pursuance of the provisions of the Constitution of India by the President with Dr. Arvind Panagariya as its chairman. The Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today extended the judicial custody of former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manoj Sisodia in the excise policy case being probed by the Enforcement Directorate till the 21st of May. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja extended Sisodia's custody after he was produced before the court. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 166 runs before Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Lucknow Super Giants scored 165 runs for 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Lucknow Super Giants had won the toss and elected to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.